Hi, I'm Aldi as a medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I have had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 25th. So today is Christmas Day, and it's the final day of the pod. Originally, I thought of ending it on Christmas Eve, as it's our tradition in Sweden. But I thought I'd take today and summarize some thoughts and feelings that have come to me during these days leading up to today. Most of all, I feel such a deep, profound feeling of gratitude in my heart. Last year, Christmas was really hard. The first Christmas in 20 years as a broken family, with shattered pieces everywhere. It was hard and I was hurt and resentful and angry. I'm so filled with happiness and joy this year. I feel so blessed in so many ways, and I wish the vibration of pure bliss can reach you in your homes and help you if you are in need of comfort. We celebrate Christmas to remember a little child born in insignificant circumstances that grew up to be the savior of our world. But he is so much more. He is my older brother, and he is a healer, he is a teacher, and a friend. His love is endless, and he is courageous and humble, and funny and sweet, and considerate and awkward and nerdy, and strong and fierce, and plain and beautiful. And he is in you, and he is in me. And let's take this day to truly be what he knew we can be. To love the lonely, the sad, and the ones in need. To reach out a hand and still the tempest. To give healing and to spread his light. Always remember, you are truly loved. I am going to enjoy Christmas a little different this year, but I will create my own reality, and I'm going to love it. I didn't have time to write a new Christmas song this year, so I'll just repost last year's song. So from me to you, a very Merry Christmas. LDS and Medium signing out. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.
Christmas to our home. to find that one who needs a hand and have a meal to share. Let's bring hope to those around us, to this great earth where we live. The magic that is Christmas night, now's the time to give. Let us spread the love and let us spread the word. Let us all spread hope around the world. This is Christmas time.
Let's make this Christmas the best Christmas of all. Let's all make this Christmas the best Christmas for all. Merry Christmas, everyone.